And then there's a Rowe family who farmed where the present school is, the North Kesterman School. That was the site of it. They had a dairy farm and also a mixed farm as well. In fact, I worked for them for quite a few months, 1 year. We used to play cricket in one of their fields just off Station Road, pretty much all the year round, actually. But we always made sure that we vacated the game round about the time the Rose came to collect the cows for milking in the late afternoon, because they had to walk them up Station Road to the farm. But if they caught us, there was a barrage of abuse, and we would scatter into the far distance as quickly as possible. But Sid Rowe, the farmer, was a local councillor, county councillor, I think, as well. A bit of a wheeler-dealer, I think it's fair to say. The other family was, in the farming field anyway, was the Large. I guess the Large family, as in the name rather than the size. Basil Large. The Rowes were sort of considered to be rather rough and cut farmers. Come up, you know, by working their way up through the farming system, from father to son, grandfather, father, son, the hard way. And of course, 1930s and early part of the war, it was very, farming is very tough, very difficult to make a living. But the Larges gave you the other end of the spectrum, because Basil Large was, well, his wife was a graduate, Mary Large, and a county councillor. But he'd been to, obviously done a professional, sorry, done a training, he'd obviously been to college as an agricultural student. And so he brought a different perspective, I think, to farming, particularly on the scale of it and the machinery he used. And so, and he was a socialist. Bad news for farmers. So mostly conservative, even today. There was this sort of bit rivalry. You could take that there was certainly an air of tension about the two approaches to the farming life.
So would they sort of see the Large families as more, shall we say, progressive and modern?
Absolutely.
And industrial.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, not so much industrial. I don't think they were. Profit wasn't an out-and-out motive. Mrs. Large, as I say, was a well-educated woman. I think they both were, obviously. And they were a very strong social conscience, both in terms of how they treated the land and also how they treated their people who worked for them. And with the contribution to the village. So both parties gave a great deal to the village, which is fair to say, in various ways. One by sort of time and involvement, the Rowes, perhaps the largest by actually monetary help, you know, charitable giving and that sort of thing. Yeah. Sid Rowe, two boys. Yes, interesting, much later, a bit later in life. They had a dairy herd, as I say, Frisians, and if you went past in the late afternoon, early evening when they were milking, Harold, the younger son, was usually doing the milking, and he'd always played the archers to the cows. He said, well, it increases the yield, he said. And I think it's more likely that Harold was found it a bit boring, this task, and it entertained him rather than the cows. But yeah, he may have had something in it. You never know.